In the Clinton years, this has become totally open. So, you know, Madeleine Albright, when she was UN ambassador, simply told the UN, we will act multilaterally when we can, unilaterally if we must. You don't like it, get lost. That was over an Iraq case. In December, the official line was that, quoting it, we prefer to act through our allies, but if not, we will act alone. If we're unable to, we'll act alone. It's an interesting formulation. It goes a step further. Notice we don't even prefer to act through the United Nations. That's finished. Happens that international law and the UN Charter say that's the way you do it, but that's finished. Same reason, we can't count on them anymore, so they're irrelevant. We prefer to act through our allies, who are usually more or less malleable, but if we can't act through them, we'll act alone. The timing of the bombing was selected in order to make this very plain. Recall that the bombing began just as the UN, an emergency meeting of the Security Council, was being called to deal with the issue of Iraq. The members of the Security Council weren't notified, but as the meeting opened, the missiles were flying. They understood. You know, that's a message of contempt for the United Nations, saying, you better understand, you're irrelevant. You don't come along with it, you don't follow us anymore, the way you used to when we sort of held a lash, so you're therefore out of it. And it was understood, a senior European diplomat pointed out that at the time that the United States has simply given up on the United Nations and prefers to act through NATO and the World Trade Organization, at least as long as they're reliable. Sometimes they aren't, so you throw them out too. Well, you know, the world should take notice, and it does. Outside of privileged circles, certain narrow privileged circles and powerful circles, it's pretty well understood. We should take notice, too. It's quite important for us if we have to decide whether that's the national persona that we want to project. Of course, for a rogue state, things like international law and the UN Charter and so on don't mean anything. And especially a rogue state that's violent and lawless and is projecting that as its persona, yeah, sure, they don't mean anything. And that gains particular significance when that rogue state happens to be the most powerful state in the world. Well, you know, if that's the national persona we want, okay. But it's, I think, important to recognize the dedication of the educational and information systems, you know, media, etc., to suppress the obvious. I think this is fairly obvious. Unless that's reversed, I think you can be pretty confident that there are ugly times ahead, particularly if the in the Middle East, particularly, especially if the anticipated oil crisis becomes reality. Well, the answer to how seriously we take that depends not on what happens in this room, but what happens in the small groups that will be set up afterwards. That's where the important things will happen, and I really urge you to participate in this.